Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Northeast is emerging as a hub for energy and semiconductor sectors. Germany supports India's right to defend itself against terrorism. Advocates bilateral solution between India and Pakistan. Crackdown on Maoists intensifies. 4 killed in Maharashtra, 33 surrender in Chhattisgarh. US and Iran hold 5th round of nuclear negotiations in Rome. Med Department issues orange alert for rains in 6 districts of Kerala. And in Malaysia Masters Badminton Tournament, Kidambi Srikanth storms into men's singles semi-finals in Bukit Jalil. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors. He highlighted that Northeast is the most diverse region of diverse India, and this diversity is the nation's strength. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
आज देश में semiconductor ecosystem को मजबूत करने में भी Northeast असम की भूमिका बड़ी हो रही है. बहुत जल्द Northeast के semiconductor plant से पहली made in India chip देश को मिलने वाली है. इस plant ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट में सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर के लिए अन्य कटिंग एज टेक के लिए संभावनाओं के द्वार खोल दिए
हैं. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्टेटेड दैट ईस्ट मीन्स एम्पावर एक्ट स्ट्रेंथन एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म. ही पॉइंटेड आउट दैट देयर वाज अ टाइम व्हेन द नॉर्थ ईस्ट वाज मेयरली कॉल्ड अ फ्रंटियर रीजन बट इट इज इमर्जिंग एज द फ्रंट रनर ऑफ ग्रोथ. Mr. Modi urged investors to explore the different sectors across the Northeast region, saying the Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities.
Northeast yani bioeconomy aur bamboo. Northeast yani tea production and petroleum. Northeast yani sports and skill. Northeast yani ecotourism ka emerging hub. Northeast yani ऑर्गेनिक प्रोडक्ट की नई दुनिया. नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी एनर्जी का पावर हाउस. इसलिए नॉर्थ ईस्ट हमारे लिए अष्टलक्ष्मी है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेड हिज गवर्नमेंट फॉलोज अ पॉलिसी ऑफ जीरो टॉलरेंस बी इट टेररिज्म और माओइस्ट एलिमेंट्स स्प्रेडिंग अनरेस्ट.
किसी भी क्षेत्र के विकास के लिए सबसे जरूरी है शांति और कानून व्यवस्था. आतंकवाद हो या अशांति फैलाने वाले माओवादी, हमारी सरकार जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति पर चलती है. हमारा फोकस नॉर्थ ईस्ट के युवाओं के भविष्य पर है. इसलिए हमने एक के बाद एक शांति समझौते किए, युवाओं को विकास की मुख्य धारा में आने का अवसर दिया. पिछले 10-11 साल में 10,000 से ज्यादा युवाओं ने हथियार छोड़कर शांति का रास्ता चुना है.
In the ongoing Rising Northeast Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, several major companies based in the Northeast region are showcasing their products and services. Talking to Akashvani News, representatives of some companies said that this conference will increase the possibility of investment in their states, which will boost their business.
My name is Hanif C. Imle and founder of Edify, and I'm really fortunate to be a part of this summit. Thankful to our Honorable Prime Minister, because ever since he became a Prime Minister, Northeastern region has really got the attention.
Myself Juvanen Shaikya, I'm one of the founder of brand called IndiMeat by Swasthya Samiti Private Limited. We are developing ready-to-eat healthy snacks from chicken, and other product we are developing is ready-to-eat chicken bar. It's a very great summit, so hopefully it will attract lots of investment more, and including tourism.
Germany has fully supported India's right to defend itself against terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his German counterpart Johann Wadephul in Berlin. After the talks, the German minister condemned the terrorist attack on India. Mr. Wadephul advocated a bilateral solution between India and Pakistan. During the meeting, both the leaders discussed ways to further deepen the strategic partnership and identified areas of potential avenues. Later, jointly addressing the media, Dr. Jaishankar said the German government had conveyed its understanding that every country had the right to defend itself against terror.
Let me share with you what I conveyed to Minister Wadefull. India has zero tolerance for terrorism. India will never give in to nuclear blackmail. And India will deal with Pakistan purely bilaterally. There should be no confusion in any quarter in that regard. We also value Germany's understanding that every nation has the right to defend itself against terrorism.
Dr. Jaishankar is on an official visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. In an interview with the news agency in Denmark's Copenhagen, Dr. S. Jaishankar said the world is becoming less Western, more diverse, more global and increasingly Asian. The minister said the outlines of the new world order are beginning to take shape. He added that the world is seeing a gradual rebalancing. He highlighted that the global financial crisis in 2008 was a turning point because it showed that the West could not handle it alone. Replying to a query on the Pahalgam terror attack, Dr. Jaishankar firmly stated that it was a terrorist attack and not a conflict between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. Multi-party delegations tasked to put forth India's stand against terrorism before the world today visited UAE, Japan and Russia. The all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha today met the acting chairperson of the Research Committee on Counter-Terrorism of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, and former Minister of Justice Yasuhiro Hanashi in Tokyo. The delegation highlighted India's unified and determined stance against terrorism in all its forms. Both sides reiterated their zero-tolerance approach to terrorism. Another high-level delegation led by Shiv Sena MP, Dr. Shrikant Shinde, held a series of high-level meetings with UAE leadership and media officials to underscore India's firm zero-tolerance stance on terrorism. Later, addressing the media in UAE, he said that it has become very important to show the real face of Pakistan to the world. Another all-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi met First Deputy Chair of the Committee on International Affairs Andrei Denisov in Russia. The Russian side condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and stated that Russia stands in solidarity with India for elimination of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today conferred Police Medal for Gallantry to 26 Border Security Force, BSF personnel in New Delhi. Addressing the BSF Investiture Ceremony and Rustamji Memorial Lecture event, Mr. Shah stressed that in Operation Sindoor, BSF and Army have set an unparalleled example of bravery before the world. The Home Minister said that Operation Sindoor has exposed the bonding between Pakistan and terrorism before the entire world.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ये हमारे प्रधानमंत्री की दृढ़ राजनीतिक इच्छा शक्ति हमारी सूचना एकत्रित करने वाली संस्थाओं की सटीक सूचना और सेना का मारक क्षमता का अद्भुत प्रदर्शन ये तीनों मिलता है तब ऑपरेशन सिंदूर बनता है.
Mr. Shah remembered the contributions of K.F. Rustamji, who played a pivotal role in raising the BSF. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon, who made the ultimate sacrifice while bravely defending Srinagar Air Base during the India-Pakistan War in 1971.
Born in Ludhiana district of Punjab, Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon was commissioned in the Indian Air Force in June 1967. On 14 December 1971, Srinagar Airfield was attacked by a wave of six Pakistani Sabre jets. Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon was on readiness duty at that time. Soon the enemy aircraft started hovering over the airfield. Attempting to take off with enemy aircraft overhead was inviting mortal danger, but Flying Officer Sekhon, unmindful mindful of his safety, flew his net to engage the two attacking sabers. In the air battle that ensued, he secured a direct hit on one saber and set another ablaze. At this juncture, four more Pakistani sabers came on the scene and surrounded his aircraft. Flying Officer Sikhon chose to give a fight again. In the dogfight that ensued at treetop level, he held on against the enemy. Eventually, his aircraft was hit and he was martyred. He achieved his objective as the enemy aircraft fled without pressing home their intended attack on Srinagar town and airfield. Flying Officer Nirmaljit Singh Sikhon was honored with Parambir Chakra posthumously for supreme gallantry, flying skill and ultimate sacrifice. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In a significant blow to Maoist insurgents, Indian security forces killed four militants in Maharashtra and saw 33 others surrender in neighboring Chhattisgarh today. In Maharashtra's Gadchiroli district, four Maoists, including a divisional commander, were killed in a joint operation near the Chhattisgarh border, police said. The encounter occurred in the Bhamragarh forest during heavy rain. The remaining three were identified as senior cadres. Meanwhile, in Chhattisgarh, a total of 33 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur and Dantewada today. In Bijapur, 24 Maoists surrendered. DSP Bijapur Jitendra Kumar Yadav said all these are hardcore Maoists.
आज 24 हार्डकोर माओवादियों का सरेंडर हो रहा है, जिसमें प्रमुखता से जो कंपनी नंबर दो है उसके डिप्टी कमांडर राकेश, उसका सरेंडर हो रहा है। इसके अलावा मार्ट डिवीजन में कंपनी नंबर सात है, उसके जो पीपीसीएम है, पीएलजे बटालियन के दो सदस्य हैं, और उसी प्रकार कंपनी नंबर दो के एक सदस्य, कुल मिलाकर 87.5 लाख के इनामी आज नक्सली आज सरेंडर कर रहे हैं।
In Dantewada District 9, Maoists surrendered before the police today. A reward of 3.5 lakh rupees was declared on four of these Maoists. All the surrendered Maoists have been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. The fifth round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran has begun at Rome in Italy. The talks seek to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of some of the economic sanctions the U.S. has imposed on Tehran. The meeting follows a public disagreement during the previous round at Muscat in Oman over Tehran's uranium enrichment program. U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and the State Department's policy planning director Michael Anton are representing U.S., while Oman's foreign minister Badr al-Busaidi is mediating the negotiations. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for six districts over Kerala, warning of isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. It signals possibility of further intensification of the southwest monsoon in the state. Thrissur, Mallappuram, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Kannur and Kasaragod districts are under orange alert. For tomorrow, red alert has been issued for Kannur and Kasaragod districts, indicating the potential for extremely heavy rainfall. Nine other districts, including the hilly regions of Pathanamthitta, Idukki and Wayanad, will remain under orange alert. The IMD has issued red alert for heavy rainfall over West Rajasthan, South Konkan, Coastal and Ghat Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Goa today and tomorrow. The IMD has also issued red alert for heavy rainfall over parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Maharashtra today. On to sports. Ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has stormed into the men's single semi-finals of the Malaysia Masters Badminton, beating France's Thomas Junior Popov this afternoon. Srikanth is the only Indian remaining in the tournament. In javelin throw, Olympian Neeraj Chopra will be in action tonight at Janusz Kuczynski Memorial 2025 in Chorzów, Poland. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Northeast is emerging as a hub for energy and semiconductor sectors. Germany supports India's right to defend itself against terrorism, advocates bilateral solution between India and Pakistan. Crackdown on Maoists intensifies, four killed in Maharashtra, 33 surrender in Chhattisgarh. US and Iran hold fifth round of nuclear negotiations in Rome. Met Department issues orange alert for rains in six districts of Kerala. And in Malaysia Masters Badminton Tournament, Kidambi Srikanth storms into men's singles semi-final in Bukit Jalil. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.